CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist, and the Daily Beast, and the op-ed editor. Harry is my guide for the New York City mayoralty race because of the changes in the large number of candidates. We've spoken of the former NYPD officer, Eric Adams, now a politician in Brooklyn, part of New York. But we turn to other major candidates who are getting a lot of attention in these final hours. I begin with Maya Wiley, who worked in the de Blasio administration and is seen as a presentation, very well-spoken presentation, as a progressive, as it is interpreted in New York. I note that Maya Wiley has been endorsed by my colleague, Katrina Vandenhoevel, who is the editor and editorial director and publisher of The Nation. So that is credentials in New York City. The Nation has a very high profile in New York City. Maya Wiley and her presentation, Harry, if I understand correctly, if she's everybody's number two and Eric Adams doesn't make the 50% in the first ballot, Maya Wiley's still in it? Can you win and only be number two, Harry?
Absolutely, you can. It's not usually how this has played out. Marist, which just did the most comprehensive poll we've had to date, in their ranked choice thing, Eric Adams wins on the 13th count.
Oh.
As candidates are eliminated, there's 8 major candidates, 4 more minor candidates, and they have to go through the whole thing, eliminating one at a time until finally you get to Adams. In that count, Wiley ends up third. And then it's just Garcia and Adams, and then Adams finally breaks 50%. On the flip side of The Nation, The Post, interestingly enough, has launched just an outright, vendetta oppo campaign aimed at Wiley as the one progressive who may win. And so they're basically running, two or three hits on her a day, arguing that she's too progressive and that's dangerous, that she's not really progressive and she's a hypocrite, that she can't be trusted, and clearly just have her as their bete noire in the closing stretch.
The Catherine Garcia campaign is mentioned in many of the headlines, along with Maya Wiley, as a significant factor and perhaps a come-from-behind with Eric Adams identified with the NYPD. What is Garcia's presentation here in these closing hours? What lane is she in, Harry?
Garcia's lane is I know how to run the city. I've done it as a sanitation commissioner, as housing czar, as food czar. I'm going to make this happen. And so she has really stayed out of many of the ideological fights and is just arguing that she is the serious, competent, thoughtful person who can run New York. Adams has started to direct significant fire at her, as she has done very well in the polls. And this Marist poll shows that she is doing leading in Manhattan, leading among white voters, and would have to do very well with Hispanic voters to get over the top, which she has not done yet. Her fundraising has also gone up significantly as she won those newspaper endorsements, and her poll standing then improved. But her pitch in brief is competence.
Competency, highly recommended. Andrew Yang, the man I knew best because of his presidential campaign, has he stabilized after leading in the polls for so long? He slipped.
He seems to have stabilized in about fourth place in the polls, as New Yorkers have had more time to take a look, as progressives have been furious at him and have sort of wasted time they could have spent dealing with Adams. Who progressives also don't like in the process. But Yang came in on top, remained on top for 5 or 6 months, and now is struggling in the home stretch to close the deal and to indicate he's ready, which I think honestly is pretty reasonable given a candidate who's never voted for a mayor here, who really hasn't been involved in our civic politics and has tried to sell that, by saying, all the people who have, look at the mess they've made. Could we really do worse? But I think if this is a serious enough race, and as New Yorkers are paying attention, they're thinking, yes, we possibly could. And the gamble he's asking New Yorkers to take is seeming less appealing as we get closer to the decision day.
Diane Morales, Ray McGuire, Sean Donovan, and Mr. Stringer are the other candidates that you've mentioned to me in the past. They're all staying in the race, but at this point, the polls indicate that they're unlikely to emerge, or does the system favor them as well, Harry? They could, number six could be number one.
So Sean Donovan, Ray McGuire, and Diane Morales will not be the 110th mayor of New York. It's very unlikely that Scott Stringer would, after two women came out and accused him of sexual harassment and bad behavior decades ago in the course of the campaign. But he still has a lot of longtime loyal supporters in Manhattan and a lot of the Democratic old guard, like Jerry Nadler and the teachers union, that stayed behind him, even as his young progressive validators fled. So I don't think he's going to win, but I think he could play a significant role in how this race plays out and who does end up winning.
Eric Adams, the headlines include the fact that Steve Cohen, the extremely well-to-do and popular owner of the New York Mets, is giving $1.5 million for Eric Adams' New York City mayoral bid. That's a surprise to me, reported in these last hours. Is it a surprise to New York that the Mets won Adams?
I think Cohen wants someone he can do business with. And Adams, in his history as an elected official, is somebody who business interests can absolutely do business with, over the table and maybe sometimes under. So coming in late with a good deal of money, if I owned a sports team here and had a stadium and all sorts of interests where I need the city's buy on, I get why that $1.5 million would seem like a good investment at this point for the front runner and the guy with the clearest path to victory.
I mentioned that the Mets are also front running. Harry, it looks like a much bigger donation when you're in first place than if you were in fifth or sixth. What we have here are the closing hours, Harry. Do you expect surprises? We just have about 30 seconds.
I promised tons of surprises to come. Everyone held off on spending their money till late, and they held off on dropping their muddy as mud and their best oppo hits until late. So I expect the people who early voted may be disappointed, in a sense, as wild information comes out in the campaign's closing days.
Harry Siegel, he is the New York Daily News columnist I follow very closely for these closing hours of the New York City mayoralty race. The next mayor will not have a chance to breathe and be rewarded because immediately he or she must turn to the subways, to the office buildings reopen, and to the pandemic in the event that there is another wave. We have heard there's one in Europe. Is it coming our way? I don't know. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.